The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. As Hamas militants engage with the Israeli military, the U.S. government has voiced its support for its regional allies. As a result, a Virginia-based carrier group is being repositioned. VPM News editor Dave Cantor has more.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Sunday that six naval ships will be sent to the eastern Mediterranean Sea to aid the Israeli Defense Forces. Among those is the Norfolk-based USS Gerald R. Ford. The Ford, also a Ford-class aircraft carrier, is the first new ship design in more than 40 years, according to the military. It's also been called the U.S. Navy's most advanced. The ship's first full deployment was in May, and it's been in Europe's Adriatic Sea between Italy and the Balkans since June. Various media reports say the death toll from this past weekend has passed 1,300 people. At least 9 Americans have been killed in the latest wave of attacks. Dave Cantor, VPM News.
Richmond shops are being fined for violating new limits on hemp products that went into effect July 1st. According to Richmond BizSense, the new regulations have changed the amount of THC legally allowed in hemp products. Products can have up to 0.3% THC concentration and less than 2 milligrams of THC in each package. Inspectors for the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services have already issued over $1.5 million in fines around the Commonwealth. There are a bunch of ways to vote in Virginia this year. Patrick Larson with VPM News explains how.
It's a month till Election Day, but Richmond Registrar Keith Ballmer says the time to make a plan is now.
You know, we all live busy lives, so what's your schedule?
Virginia voters have a lot of options to fit their lifestyle. Early in-person voting started at local registrars' offices around the Commonwealth on September 22nd and is open until November 4th. Voters can also request to vote absentee through the mail or drop their ballot off to their local registrar's office. And of course, registered voters can cast a ballot from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Election Day, November 7th. As Ballmer says,
you know, we have the options.
The rapidly approaching deadline to register to vote with a regular ballot or update your existing registration is October 16th. If you miss that deadline, you can still register and vote through Election Day with a provisional ballot at your polling place or local registrar. For more information, visit elections.virginia.gov. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
Henrico Planning Commission staff is recommending the approval of a plan to redevelop Willow Lawn. The shopping center's Maryland-based owners are aiming to rezone the property for mixed use, according to the Henrico Citizen. It would then be carved into 11 different sections that include retail and residential space, as well as a courtyard at its center. If approved, redevelopment would take place during the next 20 to 30 years and result in about 2,000 residential units and 500,000 square feet of retail and office space. Restoration of a recently discovered well at Jamestown continues with some remarkable discoveries. Laura Fillion with Partner Station WHRO News has more.
Natalie Reed heard the bricks of the well before she saw them.
I slid my metal trowel into the dirt in front of me, and I heard the scrape of metal against bricks. And I immediately realized there was either a well or a foundation here, but it was going to be something big.
Reed and her colleagues worked for a year to get the well ready for excavation. The last 2 weeks have been a frenzy of activity to get as many artifacts out of its waterlogged bottom as they can. They all start to decay once they're pulled out of the water.
People freak out about the armor and the swords, but archaeologists also freak out about the seeds, because you never see things like that.
When Jamestown's wells stopped producing water, early American settlers turned them into trash pits. They're treasure troves of information for historians.
That was Laura Fillion with Partner Station WHRO News. The organization leading the Chesapeake Bay's restoration says tree cover is declining and land covered by pavement is increasing. Recently assessed data, like aerial photography collected between 2013 and 2018, shows the change, according to the Bay Journal. The data says impervious surfaces are spreading about 79 square miles every 5 years, while Albemarle County lost more than 1,400 acres of tree cover. That's the second most in the watershed, which includes 6 states and Washington, D.C. A bright spot? About 8,000 acres of trees were planted in the watershed during that same period. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM. VPM.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.